Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission this very morning, the morning of the 7th of August, of September, rather, in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is approximately a quarter past 8 a.m. in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. We have tried to set up our systems this morning to the best of our ability, and we have been able to manage to do so. We welcome you. We welcome you. And as we do so, we ask you to welcome other people as well. Because as always, we are here in the morning. We are here in the evening. We are relentless. We are marching forward. We are doing all we can to ensure the restoration of this very God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. Therefore, wherever you are, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially our beloved Biafrans on the western part of this very world that we live in. Radio Biafra is received via satellite because we are a satellite broadcaster. Radio Biafra can also be received via tuning. Radio Biafra is on radioforest.net. We are on radiobiafra.co. That is our principal website. That is where you can get us. That is where our news is published. That is where people also comment. Most of you do not know this, because if you finish reading any particular piece of news on Radio Biafra, you can go there and leave your comment. We welcome those comments. Those of you who even go there to debate, we also welcome it. We are working on our new website, and as soon as that is out also, we shall bring that to your fullest attention, to your knowledge. Once again, I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, I remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. We are here to do a job. We are in Stockholm in Sweden, and later on this very morning, I will be going to Malmo as well. In Malmo, will this very gospel be preached this very evening? From there, we will disseminate this very information. From there, we will ensure that all we can do, all we can bring to bear on our quest to restore our full and absolute sovereignty is done before an audience of diehard Biafrans. The same way we disseminated this very information last night from here in Stockholm, Sweden, is exactly what we are going to do in Malmo this evening. We welcome you. We ask you, as always, not to relent. We ask you not to withdraw. We ask you not to do anything at all that will weaken the resolve of our people, that you must continue ceaselessly to march forward and do nothing apart from seek the restoration of our country in truth and honesty. We have been working extremely hard, and it has been taking its toll. Of course, we expect it to, because what we are doing is not easy at all. We are doing all we can. We are being as resolute as we can. We are being as focused as we can, as determined as we can. And everything humanly possible is being done to ensure that this very God's own kingdom upon the face of this very earth comes, and comes very, very quickly. Therefore, wherever you are, irrespective of what you're doing, regardless of the time zone that you're in, the continent, the country, the city, the town, or the place that you are domiciled, the place where you are sojourning, the place of your residence, the place of your abode, we welcome you. Our process is entirely very, very simple. All you need to do, all you will have to do, is very easily ask people to go to radiobiafra.co. That is all you need to do. Radiobiafra.co is our main website. If you go there, you will be able to get every information that you require. Tell them to point their dish 17 degrees east. That is towards Amos 5 or towards Darsat. We are on all those platforms. If you go there, you will be able to receive us. You will be able to appreciate and understand what we are doing. And if you go there, you will be able to hear us live this very morning. And as always, we are on multiple platforms. If you wish to be able to interact with us, because as always, we run a live and interactive session here on Radio Biafra. We are on Skype, we are on the phone. Our phone, as always, remains the same. It is +44208 1339976. I repeat, +44208 1339976. If you are able to join us via Skype, that will also be welcomed. We are on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra 1. Also, there you will be able to get us. We welcome you wherever you are, irrespective of what you're doing, regardless of where you are resident, regardless of where you are domiciled. We are doing what is right before Chukwu Abiama and before man itself. We have not brought ourselves to do this very work on our own. We are not doing anything untoward. We are not doing anything extraordinary. We are doing all we can to ensure the coming of our country. We are doing all we can to ensure that this beloved country of ours is here in truth and honesty. That is why we must remain without fear before our enemies. We must speak the truth, and this is the very platform where you will come to and you will receive the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you wish to understand what is happening, if you want to know what you can do as an individual or as a family or as a couple to help speed up the restoration of this very effort, then what you need to do is to ensure that you listen to Radio Biafra religiously, is to also make sure that you join a family meeting closest to you. Here we are uncompromising, we are unrelenting, here we are incorruptible, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Here we do all we can, we will continue to do all we can to ensure the coming of this very God's own kingdom upon the face of the earth by ensuring that our hands are clean, ensuring our righteousness by also making sure that we do not lie, we don't deceive, we do not cheat our people in this very process. As long as everything is in place, as long as we are honest, we are truthful, we are upright before God, even when nobody is looking at us, then there is no way that Biafra will not come. That is why I will not tire welcoming all of you. That is why I will not relent in this very pursuit of ours. The editorial board of Radio Biafra will not relent. The directorate, all the principal officers of state, all those serving their country in truth and honesty will not relent. And therefore, we ask you not to relent either. As soon as the very eminent barrister, Antoinette Law, Barrister Mamezu, is able to join us, we shall bring him to you. We shall bring him to you. I don't know what is happening these days. I don't like it. For some reason, anytime we are due to start, we have one glitch or the other that makes us to come late. I don't know why our enemies would always want things to be that way, because they want to discourage our people from tuning in on time to be able to listen to us. And we are doing all we can to overcome them. We are doing all we can to ensure that we ceaselessly pursue this very endeavor without prevaricating, without retreating, and without surrendering either. We are here to do it because that is the only thing to do. That is the right thing to do. Because Chukwu Abiama is our God, we shall continue to call upon him, especially given the significance and the symbolism of this day for those of them who follow the Gregorian Roman calendar. But we know that Chukwu Abiama is God. We know that we must continue to worship him in truth and honesty. We know also that should you wish to bring to our knowledge, to our attention, any understanding, any view, any interpretation that will enhance our knowledge of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama, then you're welcome to do so. Because on this very platform, we don't run from anything at all. We do not hide anything. Here, we call a spade a spade. We speak the truth. We are resolute. We are determined. Anything you want to say, you are more than welcome to say it. We do apologize once again. It is not our fault all the time. We want to do all we can to be on air on time, but the enemies and those of them who are against what we are doing will continue to probe, will continue to attack our systems, thereby ensuring that we are crippled. But ultimately, we do overcome, and ultimately, we bring Radio Biafra to you. Therefore, you must persevere with us. You must bear with us. We are doing all we can to ensure that our time presentation of Radio Biafra is back on track once again. We are doing all we can to ensure that that is the case. Once again, I welcome you. Once again, we welcome you, all of us, regardless of where you are, that this is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. You must not relent. Our people get bored very easily. They are like children sometimes that play with toys. You buy them a new toy by announcing one gimmick or the other, and everybody's excited. And then after a while, the novelty wears off and they're asking for something new. That was why Owazurike found it so easy to deceive all of us together. That is why the politicians, those of them serving the Zoological Republic, find it so easy to blatantly lie to us. That is why they told us Enugu is an international airport when it is not. That is why they told us they are building a second Niger Bridge when such thing is not happening. That is why they make promises they cannot fulfill. That is why people go and take photographs of other places around the world and claim that these are their states. And we absorb it and we accept it because we have spent years lying to ourselves. We have spent years deceiving ourselves. And now that the time has come for us to be slightly more vigilant, we are unable to do so. We once again ask our people to remain resolute, to remain vigilant, to do what is right before God and before man, and in so doing ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. Therefore, we continue to welcome you. We say that this is your platform. We know that Radio Biafra is yours because you fund it. The only publicly owned, publicly funded broadcaster you have coming out of anywhere in sub-Saharan Africa. We have nothing to do with APC, Boko Haram, Rocha, Sokrocha, Axis. We have nothing to do with the Islamization effort of the enemies of the children of God. We know those using the name of Biafra to do so, and those people will be summarily dealt with when the time comes. We ask genuine Biafrans to remain faithful. We ask genuine Biafrans to remain dedicated, that Satan, the devil, will try anything in its armory to try to deflect us, to detract us from what we are doing. But we must concentrate. We must focus. We must do what is right. We must ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty, because without truth and without honesty, there is no way that Biafra can come here. Everything that we have become, everything that we are, all that we may become in the future, we offer in absolute praise, in absolute submission to the will of the Almighty God Chukwu Abiama, because only He is God. That is why anytime we kneel down to pray, that is why anytime we bow our heads in prayer, anytime we offer any glory, any honor, any adoration, anything at all at our disposal in honor of our Maker, we do so to Chukwu Abiama and not to any other, because only Chukwu Abiama is worthy of praise. Only God said that He alone should be worshipped and nothing else. Therefore, we are loyal, we are obedient to the word of God, and we have done so as we were commanded in Exodus chapter 20, that we must not have any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama, and we do not have any other God apart from Chukwu Abiama. If you want evidence, as our brother asked yesterday, if you want us to explain, some of you were not able to participate or be part of the debate yesterday. If you are not able to understand why we worship only Chukwu Abiama, you call Radio Biafra +44208133996. You ask and we shall explain to you, because here we want to be as pure as we can be. We want to be as obedient to the laws of nature as we can be, and in so doing we adhere very, very strictly to the words of the Most High God Chukwu Abiama, and we try and keep to it as much as we can. That is why only Chukwu Abiama do we praise and do we worship. Only. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less. We don't follow religion of other people. fabricated and concocted. We are here to do what is right. We know we are seeking our freedom. Yes, that is what we are doing. But in so doing, we are also embarking on a process of reawakening, a process of self-discovery to go back to where we come from. Because as our people will say, if you don't know where the rain started to beat you, you will not know where that very rain stopped. Therefore, if you don't know why we are in the mess that we are in today, there is no way you are able to come out of it. We have identified it. We are doing all we can by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama to ensure we correct all the ills of the past, the mistakes of the past, that we may go forth without repeating same again, that the will of God may prevail in our lives. We welcome you wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore proceed without further hesitation to go and bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, after which our lines shall open. And then after that, we will be able to take your calls. Once again, the number to call is remains plus 442081339976. That is our line. It doesn't change. It is everywhere. Follows us everywhere. Once you call that number, we will be in a position to take your call. And once we take your call, we will put you in touch with the rest of humanity. When you speak, the world will be able to hear you. Some of our people, some say, oh, are we going to be giving news all the time? How else do you want to know what is happening? BBC have not stopped broadcasting for nearly over 100 years. The same thing with CNN. They have not stopped broadcasting for nearly, is it 28 years or thereabout? You must have news every blessed day. It doesn't stop us from doing what we are doing. We are continuing, but we are not going to embark on any stunt. That people may hear our names, that we may reverberate, and as a result, be able to get more people following the message that we are preaching. We are not like that. We are truthful. We are honest. We are sincere. We are straightforward. We are not going to do that. We allow the work that we are able to do organically and naturally to speak for itself. We are not going to embark upon any stunt. If our people are tired, that is entirely up to them. For us here, we don't expect genuine Biafrans to be tired. We don't expect them to relent. We expect them come day after tomorrow, which is Tuesday, to continue tweeting. Our effort is ongoing. It is unrelenting. That is how you know genuine Biafrans. The reason why we lost the war was because we were not resolute enough. We only fought for 3 years. We abandoned everything and ran away. But this time around, we will have to fight forever if need be. We are here to do what is right. We are here to do what is just. If you believe in the truth, in honesty, in the sincerity of hard work, then this is the place to come to. We don't believe in making frivolous announcements here on Radio Biafra. What we can do is what we tell you. We also inform you. We also drum it into you that hard work is essential. We work very hard. We sleep very little. We devote ourselves to the work that we are doing for our country. Therefore, we expect every other person to emulate and to follow suit. Not to imitate. I said to emulate and to follow suit, never to imitate. Those of them working for Ocha Sokolocha, those of them determined to lie to you, to deceive you. That was how Owasrike managed to convince all of us, myself included, by lying to us, by doing one stunt, one wonder every blessed week. We thought we were on the right track. Everything fell apart at the last minute because it was built on lies. Here, the indigenous people of Biafra, piloted by Radio Biafra and its editorial board, we will not deceive or lie to our people. We tell you what is doable and what is not. We follow it very logically, very sequentially, step by step, one after the other, to ensure we don't make any mistakes, to ensure we are not leaving any stone unturned. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we welcome you. And as we do so, also, we ask you to welcome other people. Our headlines today, the 7th day of September in the year of our Lord 2014, we are bringing to your knowledge and your attention that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is now informing Igbo people in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North to fight Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram. How are they going to fight them? With the key that they open their shop, their lock-up shops in the morning. How are they going to fight them? With the building materials they are selling. How are they going to fight Boko Haram? Is it with the motor spare parts which they are selling? How are they going to fight Boko Haram? Is it with the spoons and the fork and the knife in the hotels that they own? How are they going to fight Boko Haram? Our people do not quite reason properly. Sometimes I say, Ohanaeze, once again this morning, is proving their stupidity at a very highest level. You want them to fight with what? That is the thing that happens when you live in a society that is permeated with theoretical postulates. People are not practical enough. They theorize from morning till night. How are they going to do this if they don't have the means to do so? Now, slowly but surely, they are coming to our position that we need arms, that we need guns and weapons to defend ourselves. If you don't have it, Boko Haram will come and kill you. How do you defend yourself against somebody who has a machete? How do you defend yourself against somebody who has a machine gun? How do you defend yourself against somebody with bow and arrow? How do you defend yourself against somebody who has a tank to shell you with? Do you defend yourself by going down your knees and offering prayer and fasting? No, you go and get what they have and you fight them back. Therefore, at last they are beginning to move very close to our situation, to our position, and we welcome that if they are prepared to understand the need, the urgency, the essence of us being armed, then that is what they must do. They must help us to be able to acquire those weapons if they are willing to do so. Not saying indeed, but I don't know why they keep going on about this indeed business in that very place. We are Biafran people. We are Biafrans. Who is going to take a look after Ibibio people? Who will look after Efik people? Who will also take care of the Shekiris, the Robos? Who will take care of the Ijaw people? We have to be there to fight as one indivisible, inseparable family. That is the only way we are going to make things happen. And in so doing, we need to arm ourselves. We need to be prepared. And that preparation starts from now, not from tomorrow. That is where we are going about. I said this to you before. Ultimately, they will come to our position. Ultimately, they will see what we have seen in the past and we are preaching about. Now they are saying that people must defend themselves, but defend themselves with what? No longer prayer. No longer that the army will defend them. It has now dawned on everybody that the Zulu army is infinitely incapable of defending anybody, that even the army themselves are part of Boko Haram. Now, Ohanaeze is telling Igbo people in the Mohammedan Emirate of the North, in the Mohammedan part of the Zoological Republic, to fight Hausa, Fulani, Islamic terrorists, Boko Haram. If you're fighting them, how about Okorocha? If you're fighting them, how about Bilie Human Rights Initiative? How about those using the name of Biafra to serve APC Boko Haram? How about those who are deceiving our people the same way that Owazirike did? How about those who are going about ensuring that the perpetual suffering of our people is continued, even under their reign, by lying, by deceiving them? What happens to them? You cannot fight Hausa Boko Haram, Fulani people. You cannot fight them without fighting Rochas Okorocha. You cannot fight them without fighting those who are hell-bent on Islamizing children of God. You cannot fight them without fighting the politicians who have compromised, sold our interest to those of them who are in that very part of the world. In the north, I mean. You cannot fight Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram without fighting the traitors, the Ifajunas of our time who are within our midst. We said it before, we shall say it again. Eventually, everybody sees our viewpoint. Things become a little bit more clearer. And eventually, they all come to us. Eventually, what Radio Biafra is saying prevails. We continue. Boko Haram terrorists, defense headquarters orders tight security for Maiduguri. They are ordering tight security for Maiduguri. The same way they will keep ordering it until Maiduguri falls. They sent their chief of staff of headquarters of Army and Air Force and Navy, all these rubbish groups that they create all the time, and yet town after town in that part of the world keeps falling to these murderous outrage. These very, I don't know how to describe it, agents of darkness called Boko Haram in their indiscriminate and senseless slaughter of innocent people and innocent Christians. And who are the Christians? They are Biafrans, the petty traders, those that do buying and selling in the Mohammedan Emirate of the North. The MS wives are being taken. The MS, those that own the place, are running away. People are running back to Owerri. They are running back to Umuahia. They are running back to Enugu from the same Maiduguri that I told them to leave in 2009. And they said no, that I was warmongering, that I should mind what I'm saying. People, what they say on that radio, Biafra, is now the integrity of Nigeria. That's now happened, and they're running back. They are now selling their properties. One sold his property for 800,000 naira. I told you that will happen before because we are fools. How many times will you suffer an affliction to understand that you can do something about it and be reasonable and sensible to an Igbo person as many times as possible? How can they kill you in that same place and you went back there to go and build your useless hotels? Why? Because you're foolish. You are very, very hopeless. People travel to Dubai to go and buy something. Is Dubai part of the zoo? So you're telling me that people cannot come to Onitsha to buy what you're selling. They cannot come to Aba as they used to do before. They cannot go to Owerri. They can't go to Okigwe. They cannot go to any part of Biafra land to buy what they... No, they will not. You have to run there to go and invest. How many of you travel to Dubai? How many of you come to Italy to buy shoes? How many of you travel all over, even to Brazil, to go and buy Brazilian hair? Do we have Brazilians where we come from that you need to shave their head to package and sell to our women? The answer is no. But you travel to Brazil to buy Brazilian hair. Why are you wasting your time, your lives, your effort, disgracing everybody living in the northern part of that damnable zoological republic? Why? That is the question. Why are you living there? One day God will judge you. This stupidity is staggering. Now they are running back. Presidential aide will continue to present to you this morning. Ask ex-army generals to join the fight against Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorists. They are now asking ex-generals, by which they mean Buhari, please tell your boys to stop killing us. Babangida, please stop funding Boko Haram. These are ex-generals. These are the ex-head of state. These are the people that are hell-bent on destroying everything. Why? Because a Hausa Fulani man is not in charge of a country that belongs to the Organization of Islamic Countries. That is the only reason why. Because to them, it is haram. It is a sin for a non-Muslim to preside over the lives of Muslims. That is why they will keep killing. They don't hear. They don't follow the signs on the wall. I told you people long, long time ago, and we have preached it on this very platform. We have said it here on Radio Biafra, that if you try to belong to a country where you are not supposed to belong to, anytime you ask anybody who is an Igbo person to be in charge of affairs in the zoo, you will die. They never used to kill you in these numbers before. They only started killing you brazenly and in the open since Jonathan went in after the death of Ojukwu. They knew that if Ojukwu was alive, that to rally our people would be very, very easy. They knew that this very icon, once he has fallen, our people become very vulnerable. They will be like prey. Anybody can come and pick them up. And they started. And now they have not stopped. And who is the president of the zoo? Somebody named Ebele. Jonathan Azikiwe. He's in charge of the zoo. And that is why they're killing us. When Ironsi was there, we were killed. When Azikiwe was there, we were killed all the time. As soon as you get very close to the helm of affairs, your people always suffer. The death and killing of our people is as a result of the incumbency of Goodluck Jonathan. Nothing more, nothing less. Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram, they seize 5 Nigerian towns in 5 days. And in all these places, you have the chief of defense staff, the chief of army staff, the chief of air staff, the chief of women staff, the chief of men staff. Rubbish. And town after town is falling. They boasted they were going to Maiduguri to coordinate the attack and the defense of these towns. What happened? They did not spend up to 4 hours. They ran back to Abuja to DHQ to go and offer press briefing and international news conference. Rubbish. Useless people. Only if our people will have the brain. Only if they will have the brain to go forth to do what is right before God and before man. I tell you, we will win this very battle. We will win this war against these people. Troops are now raiding Hausa Fulani Islamic terrorist Boko Haram hideout. Waste 50 terrorists, as they are saying. Every time we have killed 45, we have killed 13, we have killed 50. They never kill more than 50 Boko Haram. And then, after this news, come this evening, a new town will fall to Boko Haram. Yorubas are in charge. Yoruba people, they're lying, deceptive, Yoruba, conspiratorial, cowardly in their nature. They are the ones running the so-called DHQ. And that same DHQ is a place where people lie, where people cheat, where people deceive. Where the rubbish happening, where the nonsense that you call the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, where its evil is magnified tenfold. That is what is happening there, and we cannot accept it. How Ali Mahmoudu Sherif sponsored Boko Haram. The facts are beginning to emerge. The facts are beginning to be made very, very clear to all. Made very, very open to the whole world to understand and to appreciate how Ali Mahmoudu Sherif sponsored Boko Haram. They are now narrowing down on their sponsors. There is no single politician that will fund the effort we are making to restore Biafra. No, we don't need their funds anywhere, their tainted funds. What we want them to do is to support our effort in truth and honesty. Some of them are able to do so. Some of them are not able to do so. When the time comes, we shall know. We shall know. We shall know. Judgment will be brought upon them. The Hausa Fulani politicians, they are doing the best they can to kill us. They are doing the best they can to sponsor their people to Islamize us. They are doing the best they can to ensure that Biafra does not exist. They are doing the best they can to ensure that they have access to our oil. They are doing the best they can to ensure that the children of God is forcibly converted to Islam. They are doing the best they can to ensure that we do not exist as a people, that our continued subjugation, our continued humiliation is there for the whole world to see. That is why we must do all we can within our powers, uniting all the children of God in truth and honesty to ensure that Biafra comes. And now we must go on to present the news in greater detail. The apex, they always say it is apex. If it's an Igbo cultural group, so they can be their apex. That is their business. But this is a group formed by ex-saboteurs. Most of you do not know this. Very soon, this very coming week, this week we're in, we will devote time to look at the history of Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo to tell you how it came about. It was a group of people that came together, ex-saboteurs, that came together to claim they are offering a voice to the people when in actual fact they are only seeking for ways to feather their nest. That is what they have done. That is what they will continue to do. And that is what we know that they are capable of doing until the end of time. Because we are here to do what is right before God and before man. Every evil hidden will be exposed. Chukwu Abiama is our witness. Every evil that is hidden will be exposed. It will be exposed. We continue. The Apex Igbo Sociocultural Organization, Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, and the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Abia State Chapter, have urged the Igbo people living in the north to stop fleeing the region because of Boko Haram, urging them to stay back and defend themselves. I told you people, so Agwaramuna Agwa, Ohanaeze took bribe. I'm going to close this program early this morning. I'll close it down so that people will know. You know, when we say something, you don't take it seriously. You think it is a joke. Eventually, everything we say comes to pass. Everything by none comes to pass. Everything we report is the truth. It comes to pass. Eventually. Ohanaeze Ndị Igbo, Apex Igbo culture, Apex Ndioshi, criminals and vagabonds. They took 5 billion naira from Jonathan to ask you not to return. I gave you this news over a year ago. Most of you did not believe when this news was being read on Radio Biafra. Myself, Uchemi, for barrister, everybody that came here to comment said the same thing. Most of you did not believe. Last night, we were debating the non-involvement of Igbo groups. When I told you that the word Igbo is satanic, people don't quite follow. Unanaha agota. Until it happens before Omunu nanyunahu. How can your children, your daughters, your wives, your mothers be killed, raped, and pillaged and ravaged everywhere? You are asking them to stay back in the north because you collected money. Are you going to defend them? The answer is no. You are conniving with the government of the zoo to stop the effort of the indigenous people of Biafra at rescuing their own people. You are asking them to stay back. Stay back and do what? They are being killed. Did you give them guns or ammunition? The answer is no. How can they therefore stay back? Ohanaeze is asking them to stay back because Ohanaeze is directly working for Arewa.
Ohanaeze wants our numbers to be depleted. Ohanaeze Ndigbo is working against the interest of Biafran people. They are the enemies of Biafra. They should stay back and die. They should stay back and perish. They should stay back and be destroyed by forces that these same people know. They call themselves elite, but there is nothing in their useless skulls and brains. They are the elite at stealing and deceiving people. Johannes and Ibo Ndushi, Ibo Association, Ibo Group, Ibo this, Ibo that. You have seen the level of disgrace. Even Yoruba, ordinary Arewa Consultative Forum is asking their people to run away from Boko Haram. Oduduwa, the same thing. Whatever they call themselves, Afenifere. Has Afenifere ever risen up to ask Yorubas to remain in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North? Yorubas will not say such a thing. Only Igbo people, your people are being killed. Can you not see it? Ishoburunu, are you blind? Stand and defend yourself. Defend yourself with what? With the pure water they are making? With searches of pure water? You defend yourself against a machine gun?
Ay, God in heaven. I don't know why Chukwu Abiyama gave us this burden. I don't quite understand it. I don't quite understand it. Our people must give us just a few minutes. I need to try and get something. I need to try and get myself arranged properly, please. I am not happy. I'm not happy. Igbo people, I am not just happy. The way we don't behave like human beings, I'm telling you. I'm not happy at all. At all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not go away. Do not go away. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you back, wonderful people of Biafra. We have been joined by one of our people here as well this morning. Very shortly, you will be able to hear from him as well. We are welcoming you wherever you are once again on a very sad day. A very sad morning when we are reporting that Ohanaeze Ndigbo, the same Igbo problem we are discussing yesterday, there is something wrong with these people. They are telling our people to stay back and fight. There is a woman running a restaurant in Maiduguri. You're asking her to stay back and fight, and I'm asking Ohanaeze, with what? Fight them with what? I want to know. With broomstick? Ohanaeze Ndigbo is complicit in the death of the same Igbo people they claim to be defending. Ohanaeze Ndigbo took bribe from Jonathan and from Arewa Consultative Forum to enhance the death of our own people. Ohanaeze Ndigbo was formed by saboteurs immediately after the war to sell us hook, line, and sinker to our enemies, to sell us to Islam. These men have not spoken to condemn the killing of their sons and daughters. They have never spoken before to condemn what is happening. But Ohanaeze Ndigbo is telling our people to remain in the north, that they should stay back and fight. Fight with what? What are they going to fight with? What are they going to fight with? We are indeed in very serious trouble. We told you so. We told you on radio, anything we tell you is gospel. If we tell you people are bad, they are bad. Masop and Owazrike was an example. Owazrike himself was an example. We told you that this man is evil. You never believed it until it happened. We told you that APC Boko Haram, Okorocha was a bad man. He was converting you to Islam. People said, no, he's their governor. What is happening today? We told you that Peter Obi was a very bad human being. What happened eventually? Has he built the shopping mall in Awka that he claimed he was going to build when we exposed him, having spent 15 billion of Anambra money in building the largest shopping mall in West Africa, in Abuja? Has he done so? The answer is no. He ended up getting oil concession from Jonathan, ended up floating an oil company, and he was a sitting governor. He was never an oil merchant, but now Peter Obi is an oil merchant. Our people do not reason. They don't think properly. The same thing we told you, Zokalo. All these people, we told you one after the other that they are not good for you. You never listened. You don't listen. They can do Joseph Patricia Nante, incapable of reasoning. And they say you are harsh. You need to speak to people nicely. You need to be soft with them. Tell them go to hell.
They have no shame, no honor, no dignity. Look at Ohanaeze asking them to stay in the north. They are killing them. That, you know, they claim they are Igbo people, but Igbo adage doesn't make sense to them. As in our source, so sika na agwanagi bujiyo guzebo guzo. Only a tree will you tell I'm going to cut you down and they remain in that same place. Is it not foolishness to ask them to wait there? Wait and do what? Ohanaeze and the Arandoshi. I told you that name is cursed. People think it's a joke. By the time you realize it will be too late. IGBO as a word is cursed. People should go and cleanse it very well. A name you share with Yoruba people. A name. No wonder. I kept, why are people, the Indian Azaha, why are they so foolish? Why are they so daft and incapable of reasoning? It's not very clear. The headline, our signature headline this morning, Ohanaeze tells Igbos in the north to fight Hausa Fulani. They shouldn't come back. That they should remain in the north. I told you they took money to say exactly what they're saying. To keep our people, not to call for a division of the zoo. They took money from the zoo government to say to our people, bury your dead people in the north, don't bring them back home. Because the more coffins we see, the more upset we become. They know that very well. Ohanaeze Ndoshi, Ohanaeze Ndiara. Mad people. Criminals and vagabonds. And their counterparts, so-called warrior. God will punish all of them, one after the other. I beg and I pray to Chukwu Abiyama, please blind these men, disgrace them and humiliate them. That the same death, pain and suffering they have brought upon your children, that they themselves and their children may feel it, that they may experience it. May you kill them the same way that Boko Haram has been killing our people. May you reduce them to nothing. That they will be alive and see what you have been able to do. These are evil men. Evil, evil men answering evil names. Evil men that are killing your sons, that are killing your daughters, and you're asking them to stay in the north. Men without shame and honor. No shame, no honor. The Apex Igbo Sociocultural Organization, Ohanaeze Ndigbo, and the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Abia State Chapter, have urged the Igbo people living in the north to stop fleeing the region because of Boko Haram, urging them to stay back and defend themselves. Defend themselves with what? Urging them to not to flee, to stay there and die and be killed. When this same thing happened before, Ojukwu rallied them round and said, no, you must come back home. And everybody came back home. We fought and defended our land as gallantly as we could for 3 years. If not for Britain and the British people, we would have come out and emerged victorious. Now you're asking them to stay. How are you going to defend them? They should defend themselves with what? We are going about all over the world asking for help of our defense fund. Our people, some of them are too daft and too useless to understand what we are doing. Too daft. Way too daft. They claim they are PhD holders, they are learned, they are architects, they are this, they are that. You don't understand, you defend yourself with something. You don't know that the Ministry of Defense buys guns to defend the country. That when you say defend yourself, it means go and acquire weapons and material to defend yourself. You don't know that before? Is that English language? Defense? You don't know what is defense. So if you say, oh, go back and defend your house. Oh, I should go back and be lying down and doing prayer and fasting. I'm now defending my house. But they claim they went to school. Their brains are empty. Ohanaeze and they are mad, insane people. Igbo, IGBO. Daft and useless to the core. We continue. Speaking with correspondents in Omoa, the chairman of Ohanaeze in the state, Dr. Emmanuel Oparanta, said the Igbo are very instrumental to the development of Nigeria and nobody can chase us away from any part of the country because we are one Nigeria and will continue to be one. He urged Igbo people living in the north to be vigilant and be wise in the face of the worsening security. How are you going to be vigilant when a suicide bomber is coming your way? You're vigilant. He urged them to be vigilant in the face of the worsening security situation in the region. They call re-echoed a position taken by the Southeast governors in their recent meeting in Enugu. These are the people now, Southeast governors appointed by Hausa people to rule over you. Sometimes I wonder, are there genuine die-hard Biafrans enough for us to take these people on? They are genuine because these people, they will never allow Biafra to come. They are the ones offering you as lamb, sacrificial lamb for slaughter at the altar of Muhammad, the altar of Allah. They use you as sacrifice. They themselves are not there. They are urging you to remain so you will be killed. The more Igbo people are killed, the more money Ohanaeze makes. If you kill more Igbo people, Ohanaeze makes more money. That is their job. That is their duty, to feed on the flesh and the blood of their own kind. They are the vampires that you see. They suck blood out of their own people. With the blood of Igbo people being wasted all over the place, Ohanaeze chieftains, they are becoming richer and bolder to go to newspapers and be talking rubbish, and Yoruba papers will publish what they're saying. That is why any day you tune in and you cannot listen to Radio Biafra, you know what you're missing. That day you will know. Right now, it is like a fairy tale. You don't understand. For the Nimuno, Igbo people, you don't think ahead. It's only one week. That's what you do, buying and selling. You cannot think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years in advance. Never. It's how do I get a car to go back and do Christmas at home. After that, you come back again and you start struggling all over again. Insane people. We continue. A source who was at the meeting confided in our correspondent that though the governors encouraged the Igbo people and Christians living in the north to maintain peace with everybody in their host communities, they asked them not to fold their arms while being attacked. Yes, how do they defend themselves? That is the question. How? With what? Boko Haram is coming with AK-47, AK-49. They are coming with assault rifles of different sorts. They are coming with anti-tank guns. They are coming with improvised explosive devices. They are coming with grenades. They are coming with rocket-propelled grenades. They are coming with shoulder launchers. They are coming with all these things. What do you defend yourself? Black Ndisioji, Igbo people. Somebody is asking you to defend yourself. Your enemies, they have everything. Guns coming at you. How can somebody explain to me in simple English, how do you defend yourself against somebody with AK-47? How? Simple question. That is to expose the stupidity. I have said it before and I'll keep saying it. The way we process information, the way we digest information as a people lives so much. Are we sure that we are actually capable of reasoning properly? Can we actually reason very well as human beings? Can we think properly? Are you sure that we are human beings? I'm beginning to doubt it. Stay where you are and defend yourself according to Igbo governors. But with what? Sending a doctor to the theater to go and conduct operation on a patient. With what? With what? We continue. They should not fight, but if there is any attack on them, according to Igbo governors, they are telling our correspondent, if there is any attack on them by anybody, they should strongly defend themselves, because this is one Nigeria and nobody has the right to intimidate anybody. Defend themselves with what? Nobody can tell us. Also, the Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria has asked Northern Christians not to flee, but to remain steadfast in spite of the onslaught by the violent sect. The chairman of the fellowship in Abia State, Dr. Theophilus Anisom, said Christians should be vigilant and more serious with prayers against any form of insurgency, but while they pray, they should also open their eyes and resist any attack against them. Does that make any sense to anybody? They should kneel and pray against any insurgency. This type of news gives me headache. It makes me go mad. I'm telling you, these people, they're a disgrace to all of us. A complete and absolute disgrace to our people. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us in the morning, we are presenting to you as part of our signature headlines what is happening among Ohanaeze and the conspiracy between Ohanaeze Ndigbo and the Igbo governors to destroy our people, to kill us off. Because the more people die, the more money Ohanaeze makes. Ohanaeze makes money from the death of our people. Maybe the money that Jonathan gave them, the 5 billion, they finished it. They want more. They want more money from Arewa, their masters that they are serving. More money from them. Igbos should continue to be killed. Stay and defend yourself. But with what? We are asking for a defense fund all over the world. People are saying, what are you going to do with it? Are you sure we need this thing? But you need Boko Haram, please hurry up and come to my village. so that our people will, they will wake up in the hour. Please hurry up, I'm begging you, hurry up and come to wake these people from their slumber, from their hopelessness and stupidity, which is unrivaled, unequaled. I've never seen such a people in my life. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. These people, they astonish me. Ndibo. They make me, I don't know if I'm even in a position to take calls this morning. I'm telling you the truth. I don't know. I'm telling you. Our people are, they are very strange. Strange creatures. You see them walking about, celebration of ignorance. We have elevated ignorance to a level that is unimaginable. The defense headquarters has ordered a fresh security before Maiduguri following alleged dropping of flyers by Boko Haram of a planned invasion of the city. Giwa and Maimalare barracks, both of which the insurgents threatened to target, have been fortified and movement restricted to only those legitimately living there. The military and other security agencies have also placed on the alert in the 18 local government areas of Borno State, largely unaffected by the insurgency. However, fog yesterday slowed down aerial attacks on the insurgents in Bama and Gwoze. Reports from the area indicated that the insurgents were running out of food supply, especially in Bama and Gwoze. Consequently, the terrorists have been forcing residents to share their food ration with them. A well-placed security source said the defense headquarters and security agencies are investigating the alleged dropping of threat flyers by the insurgents. The source said the development called for the tightening of security in Maiduguri, and the insurgents might have hidden under the cover of the prolonged outage in the state capital to circulate the flyers. Maiduguri has been without electricity supply for 4 months now following the destruction of supply chain by the insurgents. The source said the military and other agencies are investigating the authenticity or otherwise of the flyers and their origin. While they're investigating and movements are being restricted by the Zoo Army, Ohaneze is asking you to go and open your shop, your spare parts business, so that Boko Haram will come there and kill you off. That's what they're doing. Because the more blood of Igbo people are spilled, the more money Ohaneze makes. And Igbo life for more money. That is how they make their money, to be traveling to World Igbo Conference of Idiots in Houston, Texas. And they are mad people. Mad, mad people. The special advisor to President Goodluck Jonathan on ethics and values, Dr. Sarah Jibril, yesterday called on retired military generals in the country not to sit down looking, but to go to dislodge the occupation of Gozas rather and Bama in Borno State by the insurgents. Also, she said all others who are retired personnel from security agencies should follow suit, because whatever they wear in the service was by the grace of the country's resources. In other words, Babangida and Buhari, you stole all the money in the country. You made yourselves very rich. Your families are very rich. You have billions stashed away in foreign bank accounts. Go and put on your uniform again, as you claim you would do before, and come and fight to save that people that gave you the money that you have today. That's what a Hausa woman is saying. And she is right, isn't she? Her name is Mrs. Jibril. She also wants them to team up with the serving soldiers by lending their experience to bear on the skills required to flush out Boko Haram insurgents in the northeastern part of the Zoo. Jibril was speaking in Ilorin at the inauguration of a 21-day training for about 120 Muslim and Christian beneficiaries in agro-business in the state capital. Everything is Islam. Everything is Christian. Religion defines that very zoo. Its essence is defined by religion. And this is the Hausa woman asking Babangida, those that stole money from the zoo, to now go and fight the so-called insurgents. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, the time here now is 10 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. It is 10 minutes past 7 a.m. in Biafra land, and also in London, where we are based. And this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. We are continuing with our news presentation this morning, of which the signature headline is that Ohaneze Ndibo wants you to stay in Hausa Fulani land and be killed. Ohaneze said you shouldn't come back. Stay where you are, according to Ohaneze, and be killed. Because the more of you that dies, the more richer we become, as Ohaneze Ndibo. Ohaneze Ndiara. The fundamentalist Islamic sect Boko Haram has seized 5 northeastern towns in 5 days, killing hundreds and leaving thousands of residents fleeing for safety as it continues its quest to establish a caliphate in the Zoo. The towns captured within the state last few days included Bara, Banki, and Gulak in Borno, while Madagali and Bama were seized in Adamawa State. Bama was seized by the rampaging terrorist group on September 1st, and Banki overran the next day. By September 3, Bara, another town in the northeast, was captured by the invading Islamic militants. Gulak and Madagali fell to the militants on Saturday. Data from different population websites show that the five towns have a combined population figure of 170,743. Earlier in July, the sect had displaced thousands of people after it seized six other towns in Borno and Yobe states. The towns included Dikwa, Buniyadi, Gamboru, Ngala, Goza, Damboa, Mate, with a population of 537,877. But in the census, the population is over 1 million. But now the truth is being told. They have shrunk to slightly over 500,000. In the end, the truth always comes out. The secretary to the government of Adamawa State, Professor Lima Ntoko, on Saturday confirmed the capitulation of Gulak and Madagali in the presence of the chief of staff, supreme headquarters. Rubbish. Daft people. Daft people. Nothing seems to be working. I don't know. I don't want to go against the spirits by saying things I shouldn't say. But honestly speaking, I don't know. I don't know what has become of us. I don't know what has become of our people. We continue our work this very fine morning. How Ali Modu Sheriff sponsored Boko Haram terrorists. It is becoming very clear. It is becoming very, very apparent that the evil they are perpetrating in the zoo, how this same man, Ali Sheriff Modu, how they funded Islamic Boko Haram from the same money that they are making from Biafra land. These are Hausa men, Hausa politicians. From the same money they got from Biafra land, they are using it to sponsor the killings of Biafran people. How sad can that be? How sad can that be? Yesterday, a former governor of Borno State, Mr. Modu Sheriff, addressed a press conference at Abuja where he attempted to play on the collective intelligence of the monkeys in the zoo by denying any link with the dreaded Boko Haram sect. He was apparently reacting to his indictment by Reverend Stephen Davis, the international negotiator engaged by the federal government of the zoo to dialogue with Boko Haram sect to secure the release of the abducted Chibok girls. But Jonathan is denying it. It's either Jonathan is a barefaced liar, or he doesn't know what is happening in his own government. In a press conference, Mr. Sheriff claimed that he only met the late Mohammed Yusuf, the leader of the Boko Haram sect, after he had been arrested by the army. As the chief security officer in Borno State at the material time, the ex-governor should open up on the circumstances of the extrajudicial killing of Mohammed Yusuf and his father-in-law, Alhaji Kuba. More importantly, Mr. Sheriff should explain to the monkeys in the zoo called Nigeria the basis of the appointment of Hala Alhaji Buju Foy, a Boko Haram leader, as the Commissioner of Religious Affairs in Borno State. He resigned from the sheriff government, and before joining the Boko Haram sect, he too was extrajudicially killed after his arrest by the soldiers. Before the revelation of Reverend Davis, the Good Lord Jonathan administration has set up the Ambassador Usman Gaiti Mari panel to investigate the genesis of the insurgency in the northeast. This very panel found that their report traced the origin of private militias in Borno State, in particular of which Boko Haram is an offshoot, to politicians who set them up in the run-up to 2003 general elections. The militias were allegedly armed and used extensively as political thugs. After the elections and having achieved their primary purpose, the politicians left the militias to their fate since they could not continue funding and keeping them employed. With no visible means of sustenance, some of the militias gravitated towards religious extremism, the type offered by Mohammed Yusuf. It recommended that the Zulu government should direct the security agencies to beam their light on some politicians who sponsored, funded, and used the militia groups that later metamorphosed into Boko Haram and bring them to justice. These are the people he was appointing Boko Haram members as commissioners. He went to visit Yusuf. You are a governor of a state. What are you doing with the leader of the Boko Haram sect? These are Hausa people. I don't blame them. They are doing what they're supposed to do. Compare what they're doing to Yohannes and Diara. And then it becomes apparent who is fighting for the good of their people. This is Radio Biafra.
And I believe right now that our lines are open. If you can call us, you will be able to do so. We are traveling this very morning. The number once again is +44208133-9976. This is Radio Biafra. As I said, the barrister is not able to join me this very morning, I do not think, because I have not been able to hear from him. When the barrister is able to do so, I shall bring him to you. But before I go any further, one of us is here, and I will go to him to ask him to acknowledge the presence of Biafrans all over the world, please. And speak of that same man. The barrister has joined us. He has joined us. After the barrister, our brother here will be able to present himself to the world. Barrister, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning to our fellow Biafrans in Stockholm. Director, I do not see a reason why I will not be able to join you unless something happens or unless I'm rushing out in the morning. But today is Sunday, therefore, I should be able, and I am joined with you to discuss the rubbish coming out from Ohanaeze, Indara, and Ndosho. The same usual thing we expect from them, money, money, money. This is how they damaged the names of all Igbos because of money. That is how they damaged it. Stay and fight somebody in that person's land. Does it make sense? I've been boiling here. Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. Another morning, but with the terrible bad news coming from Ohanaeze people. Stay and fight the Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram in their own land, because you're foolish enough to go and invest in their land instead of investing in your own land. Instead of agitating that what they have in their own land, you should have in your own land. Stay and fight them. Let's see how far you go with them. Since you want to fight somebody in their territory, your success is hanging in the air. Ohanaeze. I don't know. I'm sure these Ohanaeze people are not real evil people. They are not. It's a mixture, a bunch of idiots who are looking for money. You want somebody who hasn't got any gun to stay and fight people with bomb, people with pop actions, who will fight you from far. Pray, be vigilant, and fight back. Very, very stupid indeed. I don't know, Director, if you have seen somebody who fought somebody with a gun, barehanded, please let us know here on Radio Biafra.
I don't know. Maybe I was hoping you would give me an example before of a miracle where somebody fought bare hands against somebody coming with sophisticated weaponry.
Director, why is Ohanaeze Ndosho, Shindara? You see, I am beginning to...
Barrister, they are your uncles. Why don't you ask them? They are your uncle. They say you, they are your uncles. They are uncles. They are your uncles. Ask them.
Director, what a shame. We have arrived at this particular juncture because of money. Stay, fight, because of investment. Director, before long, you see, the same man who says stay will be the first to take the first coach back to wherever they belong to. It's a shame. Babangida, Buhari, all of them, they know what they are doing. This Jubril is just talking for talking sake. Babangida will come out and pull uniform and go and fight who? When he is the one sponsoring people, remember, he's kept quiet. He wants to go in power next year. Buhari wants to do the same next year. Atiku wants to do the same next year. Goodluck wants to do the same next year. How many people? The same old expired zoo. Five people are after it in order to carry on milking oil from Biafra land. Director, I think you know what to do. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Barrister. Good morning to you. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are open. Our brother is also here. And we welcome you wherever you are. Please take that thing, switch it on, and acknowledge our people, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. Good morning, friends of Biafra. asim onye ọbụla ụtụtụ ọma, asim na tata ụbọchị taa ga-ewetara anyị ihe ọma, asim na ụtụtụ ga-atụ ụtara anyị ihe ọma, ife ga-efetara anyị ihe ọma, abịa na ga-abatakwala anyị ihe ọma. Onye ọbụla bụ nwa Biafra,
ise nnukwu ọfọ, ise
asim na Chukwu Obiame, tata bụ ụka ga-ebisite onye ọbụla bụ onye Biafra, ha na udo ga-adịla anyị.
There will be peace in our time. Peace.
Director, I don't know how you do this. I'm surprised to see you, how strong you stay. Even me that drop you, I haven't even get myself.
I know.
But I say, may God continue to give you the strength.
He say. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. Stay where you are. Please go ahead and run for us.
Yeah, the news I hear this morning, especially the one of Ahaneze, honestly for me, I don't know what to say. But I just want to send this message across, because I know all those Ahanezes, their brothers or their sisters or their friends or their allies are listening to us. I just want to ask them now, instead of them to die a shameful death, they better go to exile, starting from right now. Because we are going to deal with them. We are going to deal with them. Let them hear us right now, wherever they are. We are going to fish them out, wherever they are, and we are going to deal with them. It's true that we don't care that it's not in our nation, but we take them to backyard. That is how we deal to people that betray their people, to people that sell their own blood just because of money. We will deal with all of you. We know all of you from A to Z, and we will fish you out, and all of you are going to die a shameful death. Stay tuned, my fellow Bear friends, and remain blessed.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you. Those people, they are a disgrace to the world Igbo, and of course anyway the world itself has problem. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? This caller, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. We have somebody on Skype. Why they cannot hear me, I do not understand. Let's try and change it and then see if they can hear me. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I don't think so. I do not think so. I don't think they can hear us. I do not think they can hear us. They should try and call us back. Endeavor to call us back. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. And our lines are open. But of course, I don't think that we can get signals into our line. That is the problem. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Only the barrister could. And this is Radio Biafra. We're welcoming you. Our lines are open, but I doubt if our signaling here is strong enough to be able to take our calls this morning. But if you call us, we will, I'm sure, I believe so, that we will be able to receive your calls. Because here, I do not know what is happening. I do not quite understand what is happening. But it seems there isn't enough signal coming into our systems, coming into our lines, to be able to... No, it is not happening here. It is not happening. This is Radio Biafra, please. I don't know how to do, because we cannot be able to take your calls because of the poor signaling. We cannot take calls. We cannot take calls, but if you try, we try to pick that very call from the brother, but unfortunately that isn't working. That is not working. It isn't working. I don't know what we are going to do to rectify it. I don't know what to do. But the number remains +442081339976. That is the number. If you call it, you will be able to get us. I am hoping you will be able to get us. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. I need confirmation that this number is or isn't going through. +442081339976. I need confirmation that this number is going through or not going through. I cannot. It's not indicating anything here at all. But our lines also, we are on Skype. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. I believe very strongly that if you call us on any of those, you will be able to get us. You will be able to get us. I'm not too sure, but I need confirmation. I need people to try and then be able to confirm to me that these lines are either working or not working. Not minding, wherever you are, we welcome you. This is your platform. This is Radio Biafra. On a day, we are reporting on the sellout of Ohaneze Ndị Igbo. Ohaneze Ndị Igbo have sold us once again. They have tried as much as possible to sell us out before. They collected 5 billion and now they are doing their utmost best to try and destroy what is left by asking us to remain, by asking us to be part of the killing machine that is Boko Haram. That is Boko Haram. This is Radio Biafra. We don't know what is happening to our lines. We are not able. We are not able to receive any calls. We are not able to receive any calls. We are not able to receive any calls at all. I don't know why. People call us, but we cannot hear what they are saying. But our lines are open. Our lines are on. I believe they are. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. If people can... I need somebody to try this very number and confirm. That is confirmation that it is coming through, but I don't know why it is not answering. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Amazing. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? Is ringing, but they are unable to hear me or unable to say something. I need confirmation. I need confirmation. We have somebody on Skype, but they are not saying anything. Or is it that our lines are not very good? I do not quite understand. I know that Radio Biafra itself is finding it very difficult coming on board. It is finding it very hard loading. That is the problem. It is the problem. It is not doing it here. It is now coming on very slowly, but the signaling is very weak. They are saying that our number is unreachable. Our number is unreachable. I do not quite understand what that means, that the number is unreachable. It is unreachable, according to people, because it is impossible. Let us try this other line and see if it is going to work over there. I do not quite understand what is going on, but let us try and see what is happening, see if we can get things sorted out. Okay, there is signal here. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they are calling. I can hear them, which means the lines are, this very one is working. Radio Biafra is working. There is somebody on Radio Biafra 1, but they're not saying anything. The caller, your name is it Olo Adema Silas? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me, no. And this other one as well, no, they can't. I don't know what is going on. I do not know what is happening, but our main line itself is saying that we are not available. It is going into voicemail. Excuse me. We are going to try once again to see if our lines will work. I don't know what is going on.
Hello, director.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that is better. I don't know what is happening. Our main line itself is down. Heaven knows what the problem is. Please go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, director.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Chibweze Nze, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, director, I just called to confirm that the line is going, that I can hear you perfectly, and also to congratulate you for the work you have been doing. I don't have much to say, but I just want to pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to strengthen you, strengthen all the indigenous people of Biafra, and that will accomplish that which is our heart desire, in Jesus' name.
Amen. And amen. Thank you very much for that. Amen and amen, my dear brother. Thank you for that. We have another caller on the other line. It seems it has opened now. Can you hear me? This is Radio BF.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you now.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. Do you have anything to say, or you called to confirm that our lines are open?
Well, I called to confirm, but my name is Owadie Gumado from Germany.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Please, Ohanese Ndibo, Ohanese Ndara, they have sold out us. We don't know what to do. God will come in our rescue. Only thing we know that our people should use their head. They should not stay back and say that they want to defend themselves. With what? What are they going to defend themselves with?
Yes, please turn your system down. Turn it down a bit. Can you?
Yes, let me do that. Let me do that first.
Yes, go ahead. Turn your system down. Turn it down a bit, please. This is Radio Biafra. If you call us, turn your system down. We are able to establish.
Yes. The reason that I wanted to confirm, not that I wanted to call.
Okay.
Sorry, sir.
No problem. That's fine.
Okay. Well, our people should not stay back and defend themselves. Everybody should go back home. They have said that house. I know that every one of them have skeleton on their cupboard. They started to do ritual with our people's blood. This Ohanese Ndara and Ohanese Ndibo. But God will surely answer us. We shall surely reach in the promised land.
You see?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. People are now calling us as we expect them to. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The other caller on the other line, please stay where you are. Our phone line doesn't seem to be working, but we'll rectify it right after this program. Please, your name and where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra 1. This is Radio Biafra itself. Go ahead.
Generator, good morning.
Good morning.
I can hear you very well. Thank God.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My name is Eugenio Obi. I'm calling from Geneva, and that's why I just want to know if the line is going through.
It is going through. Thank you very much. It is going through.
You're welcome. God bless you. Bye.
And you too. Bye now. Thank you very much. We have another caller on the other line as well. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They are not there anymore. They cannot hear me. They couldn't hold. I don't know if they couldn't hold or if the line could not hold. Whichever one it is, at least we know in a very limited capacity that our Skype lines are functioning. They are working. Radio Biafra 1 and also Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
My name is Ndubisi Umewanne.
Umewanne, I love your surname so much, Umewanne.
Yes, I am calling from Iguacha, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
I am from Aguata.
Aguata. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to thank you very much for the good work that you have been doing. It's been a very long time since I called, but we are just listening. We just keep calm and be listening, you know. I want to thank you very much for the great work that you've been doing for us. It is not an easy job. You and Emamezu and Uchemefo, each and every one of you. I also want to say something about yesterday. I tried yesterday, but I couldn't get through. You see, some like the guy who spoke yesterday talking about the unity of the Igbos. That is not correct. What is correct here is that the Yoruba media have tried to destroy the mentality of our people. They keep on focusing on little faults that we have and propagate it. And most of our people believe it. Sometimes I wonder where the brain that we have is. You know, the Igbos are united and the Biafrans are united. We are, like I think that one guy said that we should be talking about how to address the issues we have and not to point them out and begin to use it to sow a seed of discord amongst ourselves. Just as Director is uniting each and every one of us across the world. That is how we also should put hands on deck to help him to do that. And not to kind of looking for a way to discourage who is who have abandoned everything in his life to come and help us. To me, I see director as a messiah, as a messiah. I said to myself, oh Lord, our Chukwu Abiam, you've not abandoned your people, Biafra. Because sometimes Doctor, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. Please go ahead. There's an echo because I turned the speaker on for the benefit of our brother in the studio. Please go ahead.
Sometimes I begin to wonder, does it mean that God abandoned us? Does it mean that God abandoned us? But immediately that thought emerged, I know that there is hope. That God have not abandoned his people. Now I want to say something. People that when they see a leader that emerge, they begin to say, is he real? Is he real? Before Christ appear to the Jews, they have been waiting for a Messiah. And there has been so many messiahs who come. Many people who come and claim that they are Messiah. Many of them failed. And that doesn't stop the Jews from believing that there is a Messiah. To me, I'm looking for a leader. It doesn't matter. First, to me, I'm looking for a leader. Even if the person comes and did not succeed, I will keep looking for a leader. That's what makes you a believer. It's not when somebody comes out, you say, is he going to succeed? The Jews, whenever somebody comes up to fight the Romans when they are under occupation, they will ask him, are you the Messiah? He said no, they will follow him. Even if the person fails, and that person will come out, they will still follow him. But because of what Rike failed, many people will now say, every other person will fail. That's not the way. That other person is not doing this for himself. He's doing it for all of us. And if you look at him, look at what he's saying, you know that he is for real. He is for real. He can never betray the struggle. All the Biafran belongs to all of us and not to a particular individual. We are Republicans. We are not like maybe a kind of government that the country belongs to the ruling class. It is to the all of us. So that is what I have to say for those of our brother who keep asking a stupid question. This is not a stupid question. This is not the time to ask stupid questions. This is the time to ask what we should do to see a way to liberate our country, Biafra. Director, I thank you very much. And I say, Mechukwu Abiama, continue to strengthen you and bless you in his good name.
He said, in his wonderful name. We have another caller on the other line on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me because that line is exceptionally weak. And our main line this morning is not functioning. He's saying he's going into voicemail. We don't know why. Right after this program, we shall endeavor to try and fix it. It's not a major problem. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Anyway, we continue and we proceed. On a morning, we are reporting that Ohanaeze Ndi will have once again confirmed that they have sold us out. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. But now it is, I don't know what is happening. There's a delay or something. I don't quite understand it. Let's try once again to see. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning, Director.
Good morning. Please, your name and where you're calling us from.
Yeah, this is Michael Onyeka Chukwu Arinze.
Yes.
Calling from Austria, Vienna, Austria.
Vienna, Austria. Please go ahead. The world is listening.
I hail from Akumazi Umuocha in Anioma land, Biafra land.
Anioma. Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Well, Director, I just want to talk about this, Ohanaeze. First, I must thank you before going for that. I thank you very much for all what you have been doing for us. I pray that Chukwu Abiam will continue to bless and guide you to all of this. Concerning the Ohanaeze Ndiara or Ndiji Haba, I don't know. These people, I think their move is to sacrifice more people because I know this, they are telling us to stand, they are telling our people to stand on their ground and fight. And then when it starts, they will take the next available flight and then they will get out of the country and, you know, they've collected money and they want to sacrifice more of our people. And any of our people who stays there and listen to these big fools who has collected their money and telling them to stay and die, I think that person is the bigger fool. because somebody cannot tell you what to do. You have to go back to your father's land, knowing that this is a Boko Haram has declared a war, jihadist war against the country. So you have no option than to take your bag and go back to your father's land, because after all, that is their land. It's not for you. Forgetting the fact that you have developed their land, not developing your own land, which is Biafran land. You are a fool. So you better take up your bags and go back to your country, which is Biafran land. So I urge our people not to listen to this Ohane the Ndiara. They should pick up their bags and then go back to their father's land. And in addition, I want to urge everybody, every Igbo man or Biafra man, because I don't like people who are trying to argue yesterday about Igbo and Biafra. First, I still want to clear that doubt again. Biafra is a country. Igbo is a language or a group of a particular people, which is a language. It's not a country. Igbo is not a country. Igbo is in Biafra land.
That is correct.
We have other tribes and clans of our people, like Amo people are as well.
Of course.
Have the Ijaws and so many others. So we shouldn't mistake that talk, because even my own people, when I evangelize to them, they tell me, happen Igbo, even Igbo. You know, they see Biafra as all Igbo. So when we come on radio and then keep talking about Igbo, it looks like Biafra is all about Igbo. It's more than that. Biafra is a country, not only for the Igbos. So that is that. I urge all our people, wherever you are, we shouldn't be afraid to come out. We shouldn't be afraid to come and fight for our father's land. We should come out in mass. Not only people are afraid, people are talking about money, talking about this, about that. It's not only about money. You can give your talent, you can give your advice. Everything about you is needed. If you don't have the money, you give your advice. You all we need is that commitment. You have to be committed to what we are doing. So I urge our people to come out, not to be afraid, not to be ashamed, not to listen to people. Come out, bring out yourself. And then let us get our father's land back. Director, I thank you very much, and I pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue to guide, bless you, and bless your family, and give you more than you require in life. This is my prayer for you, Director. Yes, thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, and thank you for your kind words. All I need in my life is Biafra. That's the only thing I need. Nothing more, nothing less. And then my work is completed. Then I can die. I don't care. I want Biafra to come. That is why I believe my father married my mother. That is why I was born. That is why I exist. That is why also everything that I am, I dedicate in service to my country. I don't believe that anybody loves Biafra more than I do. I don't think so. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype,
yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Director.
Please go ahead.
My name is Chibnine Onodugo. I heard from Umar in Abo, Udi local government of Enugu State.
Thank you very much. That is where Boko Haram is. How far are you heading?
In Italy.
You are in Italy, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, please go ahead.
Director, I want to thank you very much because...
Please turn your system down. Turn it down. It's interfering. Turn it down and speak.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. Please.
Exactly, Anna.
No, turn the system down or you move away from the room. Turn the system down. Maybe you're using the same system to listen and not to speak. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you very well.
See, I can hear my voice. That is the problem. Maybe you're using the same system. Please go ahead. Continue. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I want to thank you for your good work you're doing for our people. My own personally, I recommend your work very well.
Do you see what is happening? That is echo coming. My dear brother, that is echo coming. I don't know what is happening. Try and sort it out. Then you try and call us back, please. That is what we are saying all the time. If you leave your system on, what the difficulties could be when you are calling with the same system you are listening with, then it presents a bit of a problem, but it shouldn't be. You mute the volume on the laptop if you're using a laptop. Have you done it now?
Yeah. Let me go.
You need to mute the volume on the laptop itself because it seems that the difficulty he's having is having to listen on one system and also use that same system as well to speak to us. Is it better now?
Yeah, yeah, I'm hearing you better. Is it okay now? Hello?
I can hear my own voice. Yes, I can hear my voice. Maybe you don't know how to work it. Please continue. Continue.
Okay. So, Director, I want to comment on Organize Ndigbo. I want to comment on Organize Ndigbo.
You see, that is the problem. We cannot continue, my dear brother. You need to disengage your listening. You need to disengage your listening and then be able to come to us. That way we can be able to hear you very well. There is an echo and that is interfering with our appreciation of what you're trying to say. So I suggest you call us back. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. We are making it compulsory. We are making it necessary that our people appreciate what Ohanaeze Ndigbo is doing. They're killing us all. Ohanaeze Nairiego Obara. They ask us to die that they can make more money. That is not acceptable at all. Not acceptable. The barrister has rejoined me. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Director.
Yes, please.
Could you please tell me, this Ohanaeze Ndigbo Ndoshi Nandama, is Calabar people amongst them or
no.
Akwaibom people amongst them?
No, they are. Oh, they only represent from the Holy Igbo land, which starts from Igbo Akre, Banke. Let's say from they disregarded them. They started from Agbo, all the way from Agbo, all the way to Opobo, to the rivers of to the beaches that we have in Igwacha. That is who it is. An arc. It's like a kind of an arc. If you look at it very well, if you come from Agbo, you come from Umunede, you get to Asaba, you then arch downwards. Take a sizable chunk of the present delta. You go into rivers all the way into the ocean. That is that's who they represent.
So Calabars are not in Ohanaeze Ndigbo.
No, they are not, and because their language is different. Calabar people are Ekoi people; they are Efik people. Theirs is different.
Okay. Thank you for the clarification and for other people's hearing. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister. Thank you. We have two callers as well. We have a caller on the line on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The one on Radio Biafra. One, stay where you are. The caller on Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? My goodness me. What is going on? The caller on Radio Biafra 1, can you hear me? The caller on Radio Biafra 1, Eze Abuchi, can you hear me?
Yes, Director, I can hear you.
I've been calling you all this while. Please go ahead.
Okay, good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother.
Director, once again, I thank you for what you have been doing, and I tried to call yesterday, but I couldn't get through.
Thank you.
I thank you for what you have been doing, and I think in the indigenous people of Biafra in Sweden that is hosting you.
Yes, they have done very well.
My name is Valentine Eze, the coordinator of Biafrans in France.
Yes.
I came from Uruago Nnewi in Biafra land.
Yes.
Director, the news this morning is whether it's Ohanaeze, whether it's, I don't know what they call themselves, all these things does not even interest, I don't have any interest on this. The reason why I call is to urge all Biafrans to be very, very careful and be vigilant. Few days ago, someone called me. He says he's from he called from Dubai, and he just called me with a hidden number. The kind of name he gave to me, I don't even believe that name exists in Biafra land. I thought he's just a friend of Biafra. Maybe the guy is calling from Uganda or something like that. And then he started like this. He said to me, I've gone through your Facebook and see what you have been doing for Biafra. It's very nice. You are working and all those stuff, you know. I was like, okay, thank you very much. And I've been like, who are you? He said, no, the reason why he called me is just to tell me that we are on the wrong direction. He happens to be the people from Benin Human Rights Initiatives. So, first of all, I listen to all the trash he's talking about you and your followers, what their intention is. At the end of the day, the idiot is calling me to divert whatever we are doing to in France here to their own side. And that very soon, we will see how we can get Biafra together. Oh, director is, but by the time I finish with him, I think if he is remember or someone that bear exactly a similar name like me, I think fear will not let him to try such nonsense again. So I urge all Biafrans, if you are giving your number on air, sometimes, you know, director, you always say this. But personally to me, I don't take it serious. I thought just like maybe they can do that to people at back home. I don't know. They know how difficult it is what we are doing. Then why can't they go and stand on their own? But they are looking for the house that already built. When you struggle to build a house, that is where they want to come in. So I urge all Biafrans, anywhere you are, when you are giving your number on air, you have to be careful who call you and what that person said. Then another thing is this. I still pleading, like I always plead. All this news, Boko Haram is not, or Haneze is not new to me. But I still urge Biafrans, anywhere you are, please, I'm pleading. Try all you can to pay this restoration fund. That's where my own problem lies. And that's the only thing that gives me concern. We cannot afford to fail. Please, anywhere you are, do your possible best. I know it's not easy, but do your possible best, at least to put your name in that book of history. Please. So, director, once again, I thank you, and I pray that God will keep on strengthening you and grant you wisdom and protect you, so that at the end of the day we shall all sing the Lord's song in the promised land. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. And you stay where you are for a few seconds, because I need to make some clarifications live on air. As people are building in the kingdom of God, so is also Lucifer building as well. There are those who are fathered by Hausa Fulani men that will do everything to destroy the work we are doing, because they want the perpetual reign of their father and those that they are carrying their blood to prevail. Our people don't listen. That is what pains me so much. I have said it before live on air, and I will keep now singing it as a mantra. Rocha Sokorocha and those that are working for him, the agents of darkness, the evil people who are using the name of Biafra to serve Hausa Fulani APC, they will try to discourage you. They will try to make you fall from where you are and go and join them. If you join them, you also will become a property for destruction. They will lure you to your death. We assure you of that. These are evil men. These are evil men. If you go and join them, you will die with them. We assure you of that. You will. Our determination and resolve should not be questioned. I have been saying it so that when it starts, you'll not be in any doubt. Our resolve should not be questioned. We are resolute. We are determined that Biafra is going to come. They will call you. They will inbox you. But of course, they are doing a good job for us as well. They are telling us who the weak ones amongst us are. That's all. They are helping us in our recruitment. They are letting us know who amongst us are very, very weak, so that we can discount you before it is too late. They will call you. These are poverty-stricken people. I have known them for years. They are very poor people in England. Very, very poor and wretched. Security, they are cleaners, security guards, and driver. I'm telling you, I know them very, very well. They join any movement that comes. Any political party that comes, they join. Anything passing, they want to go and join. They are the ones that destroy the movements all over the place. They are now latching onto Biafra. They think it is easy, but it is not easy. And we are about to prove that to them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? You have come through to us via Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. His name is Bruno Gem, whatever that is. He is unable to hear me. If you call us back, we will be able to take your call. But we have almost come to the end of our program this very morning. I don't know. My namesake is here, who is our brother here. I see him when I see people who are enthusiastic. Probably when I was about his age, I also used to be very, very keen on Biafra and have sustained it. I have remained very, very enthusiastic about my country till this very day. It will never. The thing is that the more problems I encounter, the more I relish it, the greater the glory. That is what I have been taught. The more difficult a circumstance is, the greater the glory. That is why we must continue to do our work. That is why Chukwu Abiama will remain our God. Please take the microphone and say something. Bring this program to a close for us if you can.
Once again, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name's Nnamdi Oka. I'm from Nsugbe in Omambala in Biafra land. My people, I just want to tell all my fellow Biafrans that this cause is real, that we are in the right channel. There's one thing I learned since I've been listening to Radio Biafra. I learned that adage our people always says, that Ezuku Bundo is real. That the level of truth that is inside a man is what makes you what you are. And as all of us can see, Onyendo, as I called him, is always on the truth side. He always said the truth, no matter what it takes, no matter who is involved. And that is what we are as a people. We are truthful people from the origin. And our God is God of truth. So, Biafra, wherever you are, come out. Nibai in Igbo language asks when he have walu, even though na apure apu. So if he had enjoy us in he had enjoy. Because when you come to our land now, you cannot even see people saying that this thing is bad. This man, what he's doing is not good. Everybody will be just following. But this thing have to come to an end because Biafra is coming. And this Biafra, we are building it in truth and honest. So my fellow Biafras, my fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, please come out in this struggle. Join us as we make Biafra a better place. Thank you very much for joining us today. I remain blessed.
Thank you very much. People are asking me, they are calling and saying, why are we closing very early? I said, because we are traveling to Malmo this morning. I'm flying to Malmo this morning, but I have time to take one or two calls. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct on radio? Biafra, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, madam.
This is Fred Onyali from Germany.
Yes.
And I come from Mbwe in Olu Zone, Biafra land. Talking about the Ohaneze Ndi Igbo, Ohaneze Ndi Ara, Ohaneze Ndi Oshin, it's quite a long time we have been complaining, and there seems nobody is hearing us. I think Enwere Otu Nwatakiri Ga-Esi Kpawa Agwa, the father will disown him. At the same time, there is a way a father may be behaving, the son or the child may disown him. It is high time we disown the Ohaneze and make it open and clear that we are not part of them and they are not representing us. So I think if it is possible, we have to make some write-up on the news, on the papers, making it clear that Ohaneze is not, as they take it as the apex organization of the Igbos, is not an apex organization of Igbos and does not represent Igbo. You see? Because all the years, we have not gained anything from the organization called Ohaneze. It is only them sharing the money that comes from the presidency So I think we can assemble some of our lawyers to draft letters, put it on the dailies, even if it is possible, send it to Jonathan and the Senate and every necessary offices concerned that Ohanaeze is not an apex organization in Igbo land. Rather, it is a social organization, a social group of some politicians who care for themselves. So I think this will make us move a little forward and disown them totally and totally. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I agree with you. I agree completely with you. I agree with you totally and completely that we should disown them. I have time to squeeze in a few more calls before we prepare to head to the airport. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they are quiet. They are quiet. This same person or number has been calling us since morning. They don't want to say anything. So we encourage them. We encourage them to remain where they are. If that is what they wish to do, then we encourage them to stay where they are. Exactly. If that is what they want to do, then they can stay and hang on for their dear life. If that is what they wish to do. We have a caller on the line. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me, please? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, go ahead.
Okay, good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Nnamdi Onwumere. I'm calling from Vienna, Austria.
Yes.
And I come from Ikurobia in Anambra, in Biafra land.
Yes, please, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, what I'm trying to contribute from the last call, I just wake up now, is that, you know...
Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The other one, line cut off. Can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Is it Chukwu? They cannot hear me. I don't know what is going on precisely. I do not know what is happening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? What is going on? The line is not very clear today, is it really?
Hello, Director. Is that me?
Yes, please stay where you are. Stay where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, Onyedikachi Benjamin is calling.
Yes, please go ahead. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, I'm calling you, Director. First of all, I must tell you, welcome. I'm the zonal coordinator in Mamo. I'm waiting for you.
I'm coming.
Since yesterday has been a very active day for me because I'm having an August visitor here.
Okay, you have an August visitor. Who is it? Are your parents with you?
The general himself, Nnamdi Kanu. Welcome, Director. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I just want to use this opportunity to announce to our people here in Mamo that today is the day. Although the flyer has been given and we have spread the message wide and near, I just want to let you know that today is the day. Yes. Keep that to your question that is bothering you. Bring it to the table today. I think the right person who is competent enough to give answer to the question is right here. So try to make sure that you are there today. From 4 o'clock, we are there. So, Director, I just want to add more things about the news this morning, about Ohanaeze and what the rubbish they are doing there. You see, there is a man here. Yeah, there was a man yesterday at the program who tried to bring in a kind of respect to the people and all this. These are the same people, and that man was being an agent to these Ohanaeze people. I know he's there in Stockholm. He should know that generation of Ohanaeze is no longer exist. We are taking our destiny by our hand. We can no longer take that rubbish anymore. Look at these people. They are there. Boko Haram are killing our people. There were bomb blasts in all the motor parks. None of them stood up and said, this is wrong. Rather, they will go behind and collect money from the prisoners and share it among themselves. And this same man coming there yesterday telling us that we should. These are these kind of people. The director used to say that the Igbo people, something is wrong with our way of thinking. Something is wrong with our way of reasoning. I don't know if because of this money they used to give to them from the presidents or all these criminals call themselves governors. That makes him not to reason like a human being. Your people are being killed. You are sitting there trying to almost start to respect. To respect those who are killing you. To respect those who are, you are under extinction. You are still, these people. Look at these people. Nigerian government only understand violence. And Boko Haram knows exactly what it takes to make Nigeria to come to table. Nigerian government is negotiating with Boko Haram, paying them, releasing them from jail, giving them money. And they will go back and fortify themselves and come back again. And these people are here trying to tell us to give them. If this man was, I was there yesterday, in fact, I will give him a dirty slap. He's a useless man. Nonsense. Director, come, we are waiting for you. Thank you.
Thank you, my dear brother. I am coming. I will be in Malmo very, very shortly. It will be a delight to be there. We have another caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Has called themselves governors.
Can you hear? Somebody called us and they're not saying it. The speaker is just very high. I don't understand it. I don't quite understand it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? My goodness me.
Yes, director, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Please turn your system down.
Yes, director, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling us from. Hello? Oh, my goodness. We've lost them. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My name is Ezeoku. I'm calling from Nottingham. Ezeoku, in the lane.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, director. I just want to make a little contribution about this Ohanaeze Ndigbo that people have been hammering on. I think one thing I have to make clear is this. If the prospect of actualization of Biafra, the people that will kind of will feel that they are in danger mostly are those idiots call themselves Ohanaeze Ndigbo. They know that the actualization of Biafra will be beginning of the end of whatever dream they have. So they will try everything possible to frustrate us and to dampen whatever thing we are trying to achieve. But what I want to say to you is this, because you have been very, very open with your criticism about them, and rightly so. Forget about them. They are dozing off. When what is coming will approach them, it will be like a tsunami. It will just sweep them away like a flood. They are nobody. They are nothing. They are not effective. They are just there just as an entity. And nothing they are doing either for Nigeria, that they are Nigeria, or for evil people they claim to represent. So without dwelling on that a lot, there's one good news I want to pass to you this morning.
Yes.
For the first time, the Yes campaign in Scotland has taken over.
They are ahead of the No people, yes?
Yes. This morning, they just announced it this morning. And the election, the voting is in 10 days' time. It will be a very, very good news for the indigenous people of Biafra that Scotland have their own independence.
Of course, of course.
Because what it will do is to, make it open to even those who are against the actualization of Biafra that you cannot stop anything, something good.
You cannot, no.
Nobody. Nobody can stop us.
Nobody can.
You have sometimes when I watch the way you speak and what you do, somebody called and said to you that, director, there's something in you that is pushing this. And the way you get the energy, the way you get the motivation, the way, no matter any upset or disappointment, you still have the energy, the will to follow this dream. director. I don't know how to thank you for it, but what I'm saying to you is that, you know, your news is going, your message is sinking in. Lot of people are joining. Many people, I mean, I know we can't expect everybody to just follow us immediately. But when the practical, I mean, result is being, I mean, it start emanating, people will come in their millions. That is what I want to contribute this morning. I thank Tiku Abiyama for his protection and guidance and all the travel he's been doing. I say to him, may he keep on blessing you and your family. Thank you very much.
He say you are very kind, and may God bless you too. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, this is Amrit Chiadike.
And where are you calling from?
Hello?
Where are you calling from? I can hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mumbai, India.
Mumbai in India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Please, Director, I thank you for the good job you have done. But I want to give one suggestion.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to give one suggestion, one idea.
Yes, go ahead.
About this Hanes in Duna. Why not all the coordinator? Why not all the coordinator all over, even abroad in Biafran land, to get number of these people on an edge, their executives. So all of us who live in abroad, call them and warn them.
Yes.
Hello?
We are listening. Go ahead. Hello. I say what you want to say. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. So I want it like this. So we would like to get their numbers and call their executives, all of them, and warn them. Because anybody is saying I'll fuck you,
that is correct.
That is what I have to say.
Thank
it's very important to get their number in anywhere and the proceeds here. So all indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, and call them one by one, like we call BBC and the CNN then. And that's as they do Muna last time. So I would like all of us get the number and call them and warn them, so they will not spoil our day. That is my idea.
Yes, thank you very much. We shall try and do that. We shall try to do that, please. This is Radio Biafra, and we are winding down very slowly. We are leaving Stockholm this morning. We are going to Malmo. From Malmo, this very gospel will be preached this evening, not only all around here in Sweden, but to the entirety of humanity. Therefore, we ask you to go back and prepare. Our program this morning is being shortened. It is only for 1 hour, not for 2 hours as usual. We have tried to do the best we can. Our number will be fixed. It will be rectified. And we will be able to come to you this very evening. Please do not despair at all, at all, at all. This is Radio Biafra. Would have loved to be here all through the morning, but we need to prepare to commence our journey to Malmo here also in Sweden. Therefore, I thank each and every one of you for having joined us. Prepare yourselves and your question, everything for this very evening. Last night we were on the air for over 3.5 hours. We started very, very early, around 6, but we came on air and rejoined, or you know, obviously allowed our people all over the world to join us. The same thing shall happen this evening. We will be very early also in Malmo in Sweden until we open our lines and our channels of communication and dissemination to be able to reach the rest of the Biafran family all over the world. Some people are having their meetings today. If there is no Biafran family where you are, please endeavor to go and join one. If there is none around you, you can start one with your family. You are all Biafrans. Igbo is your language. Ibibio is your language. So is Efik. All these things are languages, but collectively and together we are Biafrans. and we must make it count. And this is your radio station, Radio Biafra. Therefore, we thank you once again this morning. We do apologize for our truncated service this morning, but it is because we are on our way traveling to Malmo, also here in Sweden. Currently, we are located in Stockholm. We are moving from the capital of Sweden here in Stockholm. We are going to Malmo, and this work continues. It is ceaseless because Chukwuebiam is our God. That is why this same Biafra we preach about all this time, this same Biafra we talk about with every fervor that we can muster, is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra, are we going to continue worshipping? Because Chukwuebiam Ekekereliguanowa is our God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will also bless Biafra. From here in Stockholm, Sweden, is a very simple good morning to all of you.
Triumphant from all our foes.